This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Welcome aboard. How you doing there? I was muting myself here. Getting it started here on Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell along the way. Our weekend edition all weekend long. We're in the able and professional hands of Mr. Daniel Ogden. Talking the world of sports, summer, touristy places to go, beaches, the farthest reaches for the best of the beaches. We're going to talk about the summer season and the world of sports. And the Boston Celtics, man, getting ready to... Are they really getting ready to do the reverse sweep, going 0-3 down and coming back winning four straight? They're halfway home. We'll get into it. So we'll start that, and then Charlie Gibbons is going to be alongside for our college football. You'll hear this in part today, tomorrow, and, of course, on Saturday night, and then into the weekend, Sunday, and Memorial Day, Monday. So we've got a lot of content and a lot of airtime, and we're grateful for it here on Sports Byline. We are presented by Destination Grill in Grimes, Iowa. Destination Grill with an E.com. And, of course, they're going to be a huge player in our college football presentation this year, thanks to Mark Hanrahan, Kurt Mumm, and John Ann Granillo, the general manager out there. So that is going to be exciting, including a football event on Thursday night, August 17th. Details forthcoming. Yeah, so when we come back out of the break, Gary Barta steps down at the University of Iowa. There's a reason, multiple reasons. Charlie and I will bandy that about. And then another Detroit Lion implicated in a gambling situation, which is going to cause yet another investigation and another suspension. So, yeah, sports gambling's here to stay. It's legal in most of the states. Players and families and others are getting involved. And if you're an athlete, you can't do it. If you're a college athlete, you really can't do it. And so we'll discuss that as well. So that's where we get going here on this weekend edition. It's Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. And I want to give a shout-out to our good friend Andy and the folks at Mad Meatball on Martin Luther King Parkway in Des Moines, Iowa, downtown, in the shadows of the Ruan Center, the principal building at 801 Grand. We're hoping to have a downtown location for our football offerings. Mad Meatball, Martin Luther King Parkway, downtown Des Moines. Coming back on Sports Byline.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life, from carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep so you learn to sleep better night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number. And now during our Memorial Day sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus free home delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
All right, talking on the world of sports, it's the holiday weekend, and portions of this show will be heard on Monday, Memorial Day. Big shout out to all our servicemen and women who are listening live on the American Forces Radio Network worldwide. And I'll let Charlie have an opportunity to send his well wishes to our servicemen and women a little bit later on in the program. But, yeah, we are presented by Vanguard Utility Partners and Randy Byrne. Mr. Randy Byrne, who played football at Iowa State, also serves on the board of directors of Iowa One Call. Dial 811 Iowa One Call. Yeah, homeowners can even take advantage of that. I mean, you can have a plumbing situation, you can have all sorts of issues. Iowa One Call, just dial 811. Vanguard Utility Partners, Destination Grill. We got a lot going on here. Charlie, welcome aboard. How are you? Daniel Ogden in tow, guys. We're going to start with a little basketball, a little repartee here. How are you, Charlie?
Yeah, hey, I'm doing great, Marty. We had big breaking news here today in Iowa, but I'm sure you probably want to talk about your Boston Celtics making a possible comeback here.
Well, the reverse sweep, and we're going to go around the horn here. Daniel, how you been, man? This is our weekend guy and does a great job. Daniel, I'm going to defer to you first. Your take on the Eastern Conference Finals, the Denver Nuggets are lying in wait. They're getting ready. The Joker and company and getting ready to see who they're going to play out of the Eastern Conference. Who will it be, and what do you make of Boston-Miami right now, Daniel? Go ahead. You go first.
So earlier today, Rick Tittle had a good stat. Boston has already, I think he said it's a little bit over 90% of the 150 teams that have been down 3-0. They've already surpassed that. About 90% or so don't usually make it past game five. So they're in a pretty good spot, and I really, really think that if – and obviously if they lose game six, they're out. But I really think if they win game six, then they're going to win the whole series.
I agree with that. I'll give you my opinion more detail. So do you think they're going to do it? I'm going to put the flame right to your feet. I know if they win Saturday night, everyone knows that. I'm not chiding you for that. But if they win Saturday night, there's no way they're going to lose a game Sunday. Lose a game Monday in Boston. So, do you think they're going to do it, or do you think Miami's going to find a way to get one of the next two?
I think Miami's going to find a way to get the next two. Unfortunately, I hate to burst your bubble there, but I think Jimmy's going to go off one of those games on Saturday.
Yeah. All right. Well, that'll be the last time you appear on this program. Thanks for your contribution. Charlie, what do you think?
I'm on Daniel's side. I said Jimmy and seven. I said big game Jimmy and seven. The way they started out, I thought it was only going to take four. Boston snuck in, grabbed a couple. Are they going to win Saturday? I don't know. They might, but no. I'm sticking with my original pick, Heat and seven.
You know, a lot of people agree with Daniel that if the Celtics win game six, there's no way they'll lose game seven. If they've stumbled in this series, it's been at home. They obviously got whacked in Miami. That is just a fact of the matter. They have struggled in the Garden, but they didn't struggle last night on Thursday night. So we'll see. I think the Celtics and the Heat are going to put on a show Saturday night, and it's going to be one for the ages. I think it'll come down to a last possession, and who knows? And I do think if Boston wins it, that the pressure on Miami will be so intense. They will be staring down a 0-for-150 phenomenon. It will defy every single stat that you could possibly conjure up. So I agree with Mr. Ogden, and he is going to be welcome back on this program because Boston will win Saturday and therefore will win Monday in Game 7. So that's how I feel. I think the hardest part was getting the first two, and not only did they get the two, they got it in resounding fashion and just cemented the idea to the Miami Heat and their brain trust that they're in the deep end of the pool now, and the Sharks are swimming. So there we go. All right, Charlie, you're right. Breaking news. Gary Barda, athletic director, University of Iowa. One scandal, one misstep after another. A 17-year legacy that is dotted like Swiss cheese with huge holes of controversy. Lawsuits. Rhabdomyolysis. We didn't even know what that was until Gary Barda came around. I'm kind of laying out the big uglies. There's another part of Gary Barda that sees the expansion of Kinnick Stadium, the expansion of Carver Hawkeye, successes on and off the field. So let's balance it out fairly. But he steps down and will be leaving precisely on the day that he took the job and was appointed AD at Iowa 17 years ago on August 1st. But August 1st, 2023, he departs. Your thoughts on Gary Barda amid a new scandal, and that involves gambling among student-athletes and regular students, totaling over 120 people so far. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm glad to see him go. It's been a long time coming. University of Iowa has been a punchline for many jokes over the last 17 years, why Bart has been the head. And I understand the power structure of these universities and how it works with the head football coach, whether it's Kirby Smart, Nick Saban, or Kirk Ferentz. I understand how all that works. It doesn't mean that I agree with it or think that it's right. And it's just been absolutely embarrassing, the things that have gone on under his watch and how it's been dealt with, and the public relations even more so. It's one thing after another. I mean, they actually take something that happens, and it could be something totally innocuous or barely even harmful, and just by the way they deal with the situation, they make it worse. So I'm glad to see him go. They've had some successes. But, you know, I'll be honest with you, that's another thing I'm tired of hearing out of Iowa, is it's like we live in the land of mediocrity. And, you know, our coaches are right up there in the top tier with everybody else as far as pay scale. But the successes on the field or the court or between the lines don't always add up to what all these other universities are doing and able to accomplish. So I'm kind of tired of just the ho-hum, well, it's Iowa, this is who we are, and that's good enough, and you're just going to have to stand there and take it and like it.
Talking to so Charlie Gibbons, one of college. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, Charlie.
No,
I'm
ready for a new change, and I hope it's somebody that's got some fire in their belly and wants to win and isn't just going to be happy with 10 years of 8-5 mm-hmm. and a couple of 15-0s or 12-0s in there, or and some 10-win seasons. You know, I saw the stat there that Ferentz has, the third most wins in the Big Ten over the last 5 years, and guess what? They're miles behind teams 1 and 2, like not even close. And we just saw that a couple of years ago in the Big Ten Championship when Iowa just got embarrassed on national TV. So the mediocrity needs to go by the wayside. And if you're gonna pay these kids and you're gonna start treating this thing like a business, then you need to run it like a business. And these people need to be held accountable for their actions, the people that they hire, and the results. And 8-5 or 7-5 and 25 points a year a game is hardly even close to being acceptable, in my opinion.
All right, Charlie lets it fly, but there, we'll balance it out here a little bit. There's some things to be brought up and some things that he says that are interesting. I don't know that there is a blatant commitment to mediocrity, but perhaps there is. But we're going to get into this more because there's a few layers to peel back. And there is the gambling scandal, which has not really been addressed. And it also afflicted Iowa State and, trust me, several other universities and colleges across the country. We'll come back here. It's a weekend edition. It's Sports Overnight America. We are presented by Vanguard Utility Partners. Randy Bird, who sits on the board of Iowa One, called Dial 811, and by Destination Grill with an E.com in Grimes, Iowa, on Sports Byline Broadcast. Keep it right here.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All right, don't forget, August 17th, we'll have Gridiron Night in Grimes, Iowa. Destination Grill, it'll be 5 to 9. Charlie will be there. We'll do our show live. We'll have a college football preview that night, and yeah, we'll be on the cusp of the season opening. I mean, it's just right around the corner. I mean, here we are, Labor Day. Memorial Day weekend. It will be Labor Day before you know it, folks. It's July 4th. You blink, and, you know, you can go from Memorial Day to July 4th, and then it's like, wow, it's like August, and then football. So we're in for every loose ball, and we've got some great corporate partners that are joining us. We're really excited about it. Nationally, Coca-Cola and Destination Grills climbed on board of that, and we're talking to some people like Mad Meatball today, and we're very excited about Andy and that group. If we can put that and finalize that deal together, we'll have a downtown home to do some broadcasts and some promotion during football with Mad Meatball. How are we doing? All right, Charlie, away we go. All right, so you mentioned all the transgressions, all the Gary Barta, but now listen, Ference was at the head of the football program. McCaffrey and Licklider and, you know, the basketball program. I mean, there was some other issues. He brought in some coaches. Joey Woody's done a good job with track and field, but there has been a lot of trouble. And now the gambling thing and so on and so forth. But why can we blame the athletic director for all these things? Ference hires his son. He hires his son-in-law. They skirted the nepotism. He was stupid with that. He went along with it. And then Brian Ference throws him under the bus saying, well, no, my dad offered me the job directly. No. They went to Barta to circumvent the nepotism rules at Iowa. And then Brian Ference turns around and throws Barta under the bus. I mean, Barta's made a lot of mistakes, Charlie, but man, he's not the evilest guy in the world. Come on now.
You may be right, but here's where Barta fails. You either are the AD or you aren't. So what I'm hearing you say is, okay, well, yeah, Barta's the AD, but really he kind of takes the marching orders from Kirk. And that's how Kirk's able to get his son in there and get around the nepotism. Bring it. So that's my whole frustration with the entire thing is I understand the power dynamic of it, but I don't agree with it. And Barta should be able to stand up to Ference or any other coach in the athletic department and say, this is what's going to happen. But we all know that it doesn't. And I know that problem in itself isn't exclusive to Iowa. I understand that. But it happened at Iowa. And all of these problems happened at Iowa. So what I'm trying to eliminate here, what I want to get away from, and I think this is something as a society and culture in general, is there should be no fall guy. There should be no one to take the blame for somebody else's who may be higher up in the food chain's decisions. Mm-hmm. If Ference made a bad choice or the wrong decision, then Ference should take the blame for that. And it shouldn't be to a different coach who has to be shunned out of the program or whatever and sent off with a check that's another thing you could talk about. It's like, okay, so with all the racism stuff that came up in 2020, and it's like they paid Doyle over $1 million to leave, but yet they're stating that he did something wrong to these kids while he was coaching them. It's like, so now we're rewarding bad behavior by sending them away with $1 million. It's like, what is the guy guilty or not? Did he do these things or not? So we as the public, we're sitting here, we're confused. It's like, okay, so he did something wrong, but we gave him $1 million to leave. Which is it? Because I don't know about you, Marty, but in my world, if I make a mistake or I do something wrong, it comes out of my pocket. I lose money. I don't walk away richer when I make a mistake.
Yeah, so, Charlie Gibbons here on the program. Marty and Charlie talking in the world of college football. Here's where I want to go, though. I believe the gambling scandal was the final straw, and I believe they know more of this than they're letting on right now. And he's being fired on a Friday news dump long holiday weekend. How stupid are they? Because now they have to come back next week and appoint an interim athletic director until they get a new guy in there after Barta departs in August. So now they're going to get another whole other news cycle. I believe the gambling thing is a lot worse than people are letting on right now, and I think they're getting out in front of it and getting Barta the hell out of office. Charlie, here's what I'm going to say. Can Iowa compete at a high level? I mean, you want to take a moral high ground. The question begs to be asked and then therefore answered by you. If you take the moral high ground in major college athletics at the University of Iowa, can they contend for national championships? Can they contend and be in the top 12 every year of the college football playoff system? I'm not so sure they can. I'm not advocating cheating, but my God, I mean, you think Saban's clean? Do you think Florida State and all those years was clean? Clemson, LSU? Programs, even Notre Dame, for crying out loud. So I mean, Charlie, you're asking a lot here of Iowa. Go ahead, finish up here.
Okay, I'm not the morality police here. What I'm saying, I'm asking for some consistency, and there's a level there's an order to the way things work, and it's like Barta had a boss, right? Gary Barta has a boss and the president at the University of Iowa and the board of directors. There's a chain of command. That's all I'm saying. And as far as morally, I'm not asking Iowa Iowa's not struggling with morality. Well, I mean, I guess they're struggling with is they're inconsistent.
They are.
They're struggling with their inconsistency. But the problem is, look, everybody's got to play by the same rules. So we can't, a lot of the things that have happened in Iowa or under Barta that were somewhat, you know, the scandal, so to speak, or whatever. You know, the landscape of college athletics was entirely different then than it is now. And so NIL and transfer changes everything.
Where was Kirk Ferentz, the Iowa football head coach? Where was Kirk Ferentz when Doyle was getting fired? Chris Doyle was getting fired for allegedly making racist comments about black kids and their ability to leave, and the dreadlocks, the other stuff, okay. Where was Kirk Ferentz during that? Because a lot of those other – I mean, there were a lot of other guilty perpetrators, and a lot of that stuff was – I don't even know if it was all substantiated, but where was Kirk Ferentz backing his coach, his strength and conditioning coach? You tell me. Where was Kirk Ferentz?
Well, I think the how Ferentz backed him was the
– Charlie?
He – Yeah, I think how Ferentz backed him was sending him away with a check for $1.1 to leave. I would say that Ferentz probably told Barta to do that, but that's speculation on my part. But that's what I'm saying here. There's just some inconsistency. And is Chris Doyle the fall guy? I do believe it. Did he do some things that maybe people didn't like? Yeah, he probably did. He probably said some things that people didn't like. I'm not denying that or disputing that. And I'm certainly not defending Chris Doyle and his actions or behaviors if he did, in fact, make racist comments. What I'm saying is a lot of the allegations or what came out in the report was no different than what Deion Sanders walked into Colorado and said, hey, no hats, no dreads, no phones. That's it. You're out. That don't fly here.
If you don't like it, hit the road.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't care. And this is the way we're going to do things. So it sounds like Doyle maybe was ribbing him a little more or in a different way. That I think in the end, that's what got Doyle in trouble, is the way he would speak to some of those athletes during practice to try to motivate or incentivize them to move, to be better or work harder or whatever. And look, we can go round and round about that. There's 10 different ways to coach kids. Some kids respond to it, some don't. You know, John Wooden was the exact opposite. Never swore, never raised his voice, anything. He was a saint. And guess what? He was very successful. But this whole thing, with Barta and Ferentz, it's just been so messy. And it's just a tangled web. So, in my opinion,
Barta they caved at every turn. Iowa caved at every turn. They settled every freaking lawsuit. They acted like they were guilty. They didn't want to fight it. They didn't want to stand their ground. And they ended up just giving away money and just getting a fresh start. That's what they did. Charlie, they caved at every single turn. You could accuse them of anything, and you're getting a check to walk away. That's how they handled it. That's the problem I have. I agree with you on that.
Yeah. Yeah, and in the meantime, just ended up really costing the taxpayers more money by fighting it. And, you know, they acted, said, you know, that's not true. We didn't do that, blah, blah, blah. And then, like you said, when push came to shove, they're like, okay, well, how much to make this go away?
Exactly. Exactly. By the way, John Wooden had the best line ever when Bill Walton, his star player, came in and said, Coach, I don't like your marijuana rule. And Coach Wooden said, really, Bill, you don't like the marijuana rule? What don't you like about it? He goes, well, I'm on a marijuana maintenance program. He said, well, good. I hope you enjoy your marijuana when you're playing somewhere other than UCLA. I mean, you know, that's it. He didn't cave. Charlie, I love you. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you Monday, pal. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Marty.
Great job. Gary Barta out at Iowa. There's a whole lot more to that story. Another Detroit Lion going to get booted. Banned from the NFL for gambling. Suspension's coming down on Sports Byline.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Talking the world of sports and a whole lot more, working on Don Antanasio, the purposeful life coach here. I mean, a lot going on here on that Iowa situation. And, you know, most, I'll be honest with you, you know, you get the director out at Southern Cal's out. These AD stories drive me crazy. I mean, you had Pat Hayden, Lynn Swan, Mike Garrett. Southern Cal's had bad ADs. There's bad athletic directors all over the country. Drives me crazy. But, you know, the situation with Iowa, now you got the gambling scandal and you had all these lawsuits, and it's a topic that you just can't ignore. You really can't. All right, let's get the Purposeful Life Coach in here, Don Antanasio. Don, how are you today?
I'm good. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, we got a lot to get on. Yeah, stressful time of year. How about this to start off our little repartee? How about when you go on vacation and you end up, because you're stupid like I am, being more stressed out than you were staying at home? I'm serious. I've had some vacations that turn into train wrecks because, I don't know, you have heightened expectations. You know, things are expensive. The weather is hot. The beaches are crowded. You got to kind of manage yourself and have a little purposeful life coach approach to going on vacation, don't you?
You
especially
do.
The first one of the season. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry you're having that experience. I'm happy. I'm having the opposite experience. Greet. I'm in a Zen location, a gorgeous locale, greeted. I don't know. Being wined and dined. It's very lovely, and the journey has just begun.
Well, fantastic. Are you alluding to where you are for Memorial Day weekend? Why don't you do a little travelogue here before I ask you some questions? Where are you?
I am at this fabulous hotel called The One in Brooklyn, and I feel like I'm touching the Brooklyn Bridge from our window, and the attention to detail here and the Zen atmosphere, the aromatherapy in the air, you know, it's everywhere on the towels from the moment you walk into the place, and there's a beautiful rooftop restaurant lounge that we're going to go to later, in a park. And by the way, I don't want to forget to say, as we remember those who have sacrificed their lives in the armed forces, I also want to thank those who are currently serving and their families and all the veterans.
Well, you know, we hit a lot of them on this network, Don. We're live on the American Forces Radio Network and our replays throughout the weekend. So very kind of you to do that. And I second that with our service men and women, officers and the gentlemen and the ladies across this country, but also globally. They're in submarines. They're on ships at sea. They're at air and naval bases all around the globe. So we have a far reach here on Sports Byline Broadcast and the American Forces Radio Network. So kudos to you. All right, so let's get back to stress. We go on vacation, you know, Memorial Day weekend to de-stress. You've made a conscious decision. I love the aromatherapy. More on that in a moment. I'm a believer. But what are some of the tips, you know, to, you know, as we talk today about managing stress? You know, the summer is a great time to recharge your battery. So let's have at it. What are some tips you can share with people?
Slow down. If what you're doing is stressing you out, just reflect. Take time to think about what's really important. We know, I know the both of us know, you can't solve all your problems at once. You also can't put too much on your plate. I have a friend who, she is overwhelmed. Yesterday, she literally told me about 10 things she wanted to do from the afternoon to the evening, and she was tired, she overslept. I said, why don't you pick two of those, one personal and one productive, like a chore around the house, because she gave me a variety of things she wanted to accomplish. There was no way she was going to get any of them done if she didn't like narrow it down. And so that's one thing you can do. Don't try to do everything. Don't try to, you know, manage every second of your day in life. And don't try to please everybody. You know, what do you want to do? You can't, you know, sometimes things get chaotic if you're trying to do too many activities. So I know if I'm going to have a busy day, I like to put some buffers in, some downtime, rest time, and then some things that are more active. That would be the number one thing. Do things that you love. You're not going to enjoy yourself if you're not doing some of the things you actually want to do.
Yeah, be a little selfish. Do those things you want to do. All right, tell me about aromatherapy. I do it. I do it with these things called, I want to say, it's across the way on my desk here. But it's almost a little vapor. I stick it in my nostril. I take a deep breath and, you know, and then I have aromatherapy spray at night on the pillow and the blankets. Dawn, it works. It absolutely has a calming effect. I never in a million years would have thunk this. Tell me your relationship with aromatherapy. It's funny you brought it up. We did not discuss this before.
Oh, I practice it. I have also, I own three diffusers, so sometimes I use them or I'll carry several room sprays that are pleasant to me and do that. Calm me down, very pleasant. I really believe that is one of the quickest things that can be done to lower your stress level. When I entered the office at work, I noticed they started to do that and then they stopped. But when they did it, it literally stops me in my tracks and it changes the atmosphere to a better one.
What's the whole concept though? The aromatherapy, is it just aroma, the smell and it just kind of resets your brain from being stressed out to relaxation, because it has to shift gears when you smell something pleasant and something that's calming. You don't even realize it's happening until it happens.
Yes. So this is, there is something behind essential oils. So some senses can scents can slow you down, like lavender, chamomile, and some can give you energy. Some people look for the opposite effect, and orange, lemon. So some of those scents can perk you up if you're feeling lethargic. It depends what you need. You can also practice aromatherapy with lotions besides like spraying a room or using a diffuser. I used it in the classroom. I used it in a mindfulness meditation class I taught last year. Wow. I would greet the students with a lavender, what was it? Lavender mint lotion. And I would put a little drop in their hand and it just like changed them instantly. And they were entering a room with perfect lighting and I had already prepared the diffuser. And then we would move into breathing and guided meditations, etc.
It's incredible. It worked. We're talking to the Purposeful Life Coach, Donna Atanasio. She's at the Hotel M. She's overlooking the Brooklyn Bridge. She's setting the mood for a great Memorial Day weekend. Fantastic job. Speaking of which, I want to talk about some of my favorite vacation venues and some that I have and have not experienced. I think of Block Island off the coast of Massachusetts and Rhode Island. I think of Cape Cod. I think of Maine. You can tell I grew up in the Northeast. Plum Island, Gloucester, Massachusetts, Newburyport. And then I'll even take you, even if you're in the upper reaches of New Hampshire and Vermont, New York State, for folks on the West Coast, the Hotel Del, Coronado Bay, and just outside San Diego, across the Coronado Bay Bridge. I think of our friends in the Berkshires of Massachusetts. Got some great, great getaways there. Tanglewood. Don, this is a great time of year to talk vacation and travel. I've thrown out a few. You want to add a few, or do you want to put an exclamation point on any? Ogunquit, Maine, Kennebunkport, Booth Bay Harbor, Bar Harbor, Acadia, the National Forest up in Maine. You can tell I'm very slighted towards the East Coast, but go ahead. You want to add some?
Yes, I was up in Rhode Island back in February. Yes, it was off season, but it was really pleasant without the crowds, and really enjoyed the small town atmosphere. I like the Don Cesar. It's one of those historic landmark hotels in St. Pete Beach, and I also have been to the coast of Connecticut, where I used to stay at a certain place, the Water's Edge. I tend to go to places that are simple, have simple elegance, and usually a spa experience available, even if I don't use it.
I want to bring up one that's close to you in Long Island, and I've been out there covering golf tournaments, the U.S. Open at Shinnecock. The Hamptons, and we read about it on page 6 of the New York Post. We read about it in all the blogs among the rich and famous. What do you think of the Hamptons? And can someone go out there kind of on a, not a low budget, but maybe a medium-sized budget? Can you enjoy the Hamptons on a budget? Go ahead. Have a stab at that. I bet you got some advice.
I know. I don't know. I guess you know because I live in Long Island. I might know something about that area. Well, when I was young, we would rent a summer house in Quag or Hampton Bays, you know, when you're young. And we absolutely did it on a budget. We weren't even working full-time jobs at that point. And you can find places to eat, dine, and you can walk the towns. There are beautiful beaches. There are outdoor venues. Today I'll go there sometimes. My mom and her boyfriend have a house in East Hampton, so I'll go out there occasionally. And it's really low-key, just sometimes even go to Montauk from that point. The towns are very nice. I mean, of course, people like the shopping, but it's beautiful out there. I think anyone can do it. And there's also a place called Gurney's Inn, which is famous in Montauk, but there are other places, Montauk Manor, which has a certain historic. I love the historic landmark hotels, as you can tell. I gravitate toward them.
Well, it's also a great time of year as you're getting ready to budget for the summer. Great time of year. I think summer is the best time of year. I'm going to sound like a shill, Don, but this is the time of year where you're on vacation, but you also should entertain getting a purposeful life coach, because I'm telling you, you only got about 20 seconds. Great time of year. Use your downtime when you're thinking and you're relaxed to improve your life. Give me 20 seconds. Don't you think? Good time of year to get a coach?
I think it is, because July Actually, let me back up. June, July, and August represents 90 days. And my clients always sign up for 3 years.
3 months.
3 months.
Yep. You hope that they sign up for 3 years. Well, but you'll take them for three months.
3 months. That's what it takes to make a change. And then they can move on.
Good job. Speaking of moving on, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week. The Purposeful Life Coach, Don Attanasio, PurposefulLifeCoach.com on Sports Byline. Happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All right, safe travels. If you're listening on the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday, you're listening to Sports Byline Broadcast, part of Sports Overnight America. We're produced by Daniel Ogden. Thanks to Don Attanasio, the Purposeful Life Coach, Charlie Gibbons as well. But, yeah, our servicemen and women here on this Memorial Day weekend and great sports weekend with all the NBA stuff going on. Denver waiting for the outcome of Miami. And Boston, and away we go. The NHL looking pretty lopsided, but Dallas got one, so they trail Vegas 3-1, and the Florida Panthers await. So on one respect, the state of Florida is trying to hang on with the Heat. In the other respect, the state of Florida with the Panthers is waiting for an opponent in the Stanley Cup Finals. Golf on the weekend, pretty good. Keep an eye on that situation, and don't forget, we've got some good baseball matchups. Yankees-Padres. You know, how did this look when the schedule first came out? Or, you know, when spring training broke and we looked at Memorial Day weekend, you said, oh, man, Yankees, Padres. Well, the Yankees have struggled, but the Padres have been just an incredible underachieving group. But I think the Padres-Yankees could give us a little juice this weekend. The big story in baseball, in my view, you could talk about Tampa Bay with the hot start. You could talk about Pittsburgh. They got off to a start. We knew the Dodgers were. How about them Baltimore Orioles? Huh? How about the Orioles? Speaking of vacation, how would you like to be out at Fells Point? How would you like to be at Phillips Seafood on the Inner Harbor in Baltimore this weekend with the fireworks overlooking Camden Yards and, you know, Ravens Stadium? Fells Point with all the military history there. So look, it's Memorial Day weekend. Don't drink and drive. Man, a lot of people die on our highways and byways this weekend. Be very, very careful out there. Drive defensively and don't drink and drive. For Daniel Ogden, Charlie Gibbons, and Don Attanasio, thanks to Darren Peck and Ron Barr, the Brain Trust. Thanks to Dominic Jimenez throughout the week. I'm Morty Terrell. Happy summer, folks. We kick it off with Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Adios.